Okay, so we continue the brachos of the Geula, and we start with the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha to the Yerushalayim, your city, Berachamim, with great mercy, Tashuv, you should return. So the first point is that this bracha starts with a Vav, Vili Yerushalayim. It's like connecting, and, right? I was always taught by my English teachers, when you're writing a paragraph or a sentence, you don't start the sentence with the word and, right? You don't start a sentence with and. You're in the middle of an idea. At the beginning of a sentence, you're supposed to be starting a new idea. So why are we saying Vili? Oh, and by the way, Yerushalayim Ircha. Why are you starting in the middle? What's and? So the answer is we're coming to connect between Vila Malshinim, which also starts with a Vav. So it's all one connection of the process of the Geula. Right? We asked for the Shoftim, which have proper tzaddikim, and the rishonim get rid of. Now we ask that the tzaddikim should get their proper reward, and once that happens, bring back Yerushalayim, because the purpose of the tzaddikim getting their reward and the purpose of Yerushalayim and the purpose of it all is to bring the Shechina, the Gilui Shechina, into the world and the presence of Hashem closer into the world. And therefore, we say, not only do we want the tzaddikim to come, Vili Yerushalayim Erchan as well, we want your Shechina to come, and that's through the city of Yerushalayim. Okay? Now obviously, even though Hashem is Kol Aretz Kol Vodai, Hashem dwells everywhere, but that we already know. The Archaim HaKadosh in Parsha Shmois talks about the idea of how there are different levels of Shechina, because it says that every person who learns, the Shechina is there. And then it says there's a Shechina for a minyan. So, and there's a Shechina for a Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, there's different levels of the Shechina. And therefore, when we ask for the Yerushalayim Ircha, we're asking for that higher level of Shechina to come and be present. Okay? Now, we say, the Yerushalayim Ircha, it's your city. What we're requesting is that you not come back to Yerushalayim as just a regular city. It's Ircha, it's your city. That means that everything about it is about the Malchus. For example, you know, I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has no other mitzius except for the government, especially downtown. It's not even part of a different state. It's just its own thing. And the whole idea of it is for the government. Right? All the buildings downtown. Okay, this is the Department of Treasury. This is the Mint. This is the Department of Health. This is the Bureau of this. This is the whatever of that. Right? Where do you work? I work in the government. When the government is off, quiet. There's nothing going on. It's very felt. You walk in the street, you feel like the government, right? There was a government shutdown last summer, right? When I was here, I didn't even hear about it. Then I went to Silver Spring for a week, and everyone's like, not going anywhere. It's like, you know, everyone works for the government.
How about even when the government opened?
But as my father one time said, when he got a job to work for the government in Argentina, so he told the president of the country that he says, you know, you can offer me the cabinet position, but I don't work Shabbos. I can only work 6 days a week. So he says that's six more than everyone else here. So. Right, so, what?
Was a good deal.
It was a good deal, right. If you get 6 days out of someone, you're lucky. So the point is that wherever you go, you feel the presence, right? So Yerushalayim Ircha, it's your city, that's it. There's no other agenda in the city. There's nothing else going on, right? It's like when Lahabda, when there's the Olympics, go to a city. Everywhere you go, all of a sudden, you go to get a coffee. You want an Olympics cup. Olympics cup, I want a cup of coffee. What are you talking about? Because the whole thing, it takes over, right? Everywhere you go, you can't avoid it. Everywhere you go, the feeling just is in the fabric of the city, right? So So we're saying that Yerushalayim is Ircha, should be your city, that it should just be the whole mission and the whole feeling of the whole place is all about bringing out the Kavod HaShechina, bringing out the Malchus. And that's the whole idea of Yerushalayim Ircha. Berachamim Toshuv. You should go back there. Berachamim. Now, the Sishkoin B'soicha, you should dwell there, Kasher Dibarta, as you've spoken. So the problem is it's a little bit repetitive. Because we just asked Hashem, return to the city. And your Shechina should dwell there. I mean, isn't that what we asked for already? So there's two pshatim in this phrase. Both of them are very interesting. The Siddur Agra brings an unbelievable pshat that Siddur Agra says, pshat is that V'sishkoin b'soicha means you should dwell there now, before the Geula. Even before Mashiach comes, you should dwell in the city of Yerushalayim, because it should be that the city never lost a certain level of Hashras HaShechina. The Shechina is always there to a certain degree. Don't give me that sitter. You see in the middle shelf, the middle bookcase, second shelf, lying flat, Isha Yisrael. One shelf up. Right there. Down. Yeah.
But nowadays,
you can join us. The Shechina says, the Shechina never left him, the Kaisel Maravi. But listen to this, he says, Hutfilum Yuchedes in Avne Eliyahu, the son of the Vilna Goin. Gam Koidem Shetivne Oisa. Tishkoi Mesoicha Kasher Dibarta, Vashimoisias Mekdashechem, Gam Keshihi Shomeim, Hu Mekdashi, that even when it's Shomeim, when it's destroyed, it's still considered my mikdash. While you're at it, top shelf in the corner is the Rambam, Mishnah Torah. Sefer Zeroyim. Mishnah Torah, over. Over. Sefer Zeroyim. See Zeroyim? Skrach. Almost. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Truma says a very similar thing. The Rambam says that the land nowadays is still Kaddosh. Yeah, the Eretz Yisrael, even nowadays, still remains Kaddosh. Maybe it's not here, it's probably somewhere else.
Is that a Machlokes?
Yeah. But, yeah. Here he's just saying that the land of Eretz Yisrael is still Kaddosh. Kedusha Rishana Kitchel L'Shaitav Kitchel Asad Lavai. But I think somewhere else he says that the area of the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, that's in Hilchos Avoda. So you can find Sefer Avoda. So over there, he says that the Eretz Yisrael is still Kaddosh even nowadays. The beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he says, not bad. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says, right in the beginning here, the Kivan Shin, okay. I'm not just giving you exercise today, you know, I'm actually trying to find something. So he says, okay, I thought it's clear somewhere that the Rambam says that the land of Eretz Yisrael is still Kaddosh even nowadays, the land of where the Beis HaMikdash is. Oh. Afal pi sha mikdash hayoim chariv. It's perek zayin halacha zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So he says like this, even though the mikdash today is chariv, it's destroyed, You still have to have the same halachas. You treat the makam of the Beis HaMikdash with the same cover nowadays as you did then. You cannot go in with a further level of tumah than you did. And you have to treat it with the same level of kedusha as you always did. Even though the kedusha still remains. So according to the Siddur Agra, that's what this phrase means. It means Yishlaim Yerachah Barachim Toshuv, but Tishka Misaycha even nowadays. That's one pshat. Rabbi Miller says a different pshat. It's a Geshmaka pshat. Says that there is two levels of the feeling that we felt before. Remember, we were describing before that the whole city feels like it belongs to the king. But there's two types of cities. There's the city where the king has a palace, has his office. Then there's the city where the king lives. If the king's office is somewhere, but he lives somewhere else, so he's not really there so much. So you don't feel it. You don't see it. It's like the kid standing in the street waiting to see the president. Oh, we're going to get to see the president? No, you're not going to see him. He's barely here. You know, you go to the office and you're trying to find him. You know, the more successful the person is, the less likely he's actually in his office. Right? You know, he's not there. So what's like, but what we want is, we don't just want that you come to the city. We want you that your Shekhinah should be there all the time. That whenever somebody comes to it, they should feel and see it and get a feeling of the Kedusha, of feeling the Rabbeinu Shalom, just by walking into the city. Gemara Baba Basra, please. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Baba Basra. So the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, says that why is there a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? What's so special about Yerushalayim? Why do you have to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says because ki mitziyayin teitzei Torah, because Torah comes out of Yerushalayim. Why? Because the pasuk says when you eat Maaser Sheni Zok Tosfos and Chafalaf Babasa Luman Tumad Liira Godol Maaser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud, fulfilling the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni gets people to learn. Why? Lefi Shaya Oimed B'Yerushalayim, because you have to go to Yerushalayim and you have to eat your whole Maaser Sheni from the whole year. Hopefully that's a lot. So it's Ad Sheyoychal Maaser Sheni Shalai. And when you're in Yerushalayim, what do you see? Shekulam oiskim b'melachas shamayim. Where are you running? There's a lot of traffic. Yeah, this is the pre, you know, there's traffic. This is Russia. It's the pre-carbon tomid rush hour. We're all trying to get to the Beis HaMikdash for the carbon tomid. Okay, and then everyone's coming back in the evening. Oh, it's rush hour. Where are you going? Oh, carbon tomid, mincha. It's after the carbon tomid mincha. We're all going home now. Everything's revolving around the avoda. Right, everyone's like rushing around the avoda. So v'haya roya shekulam oiskim b'malechas shemaim u'be'avoda haya gam hu mechavin liyira shemaim v'oisik b'toyra. He also would be. He would see. Oh, this is what everyone's doing. So he'd also get into it, and he would also understand the malechas shemaim. So this is the idea that the Shekhinah should be present, not just you should come there, but we should be able to feel it there. So, Yerushalayim Ircha, Barachim, Toshav, come back to the city, V'sishkoin B'sach, and dwell there. And when you dwell there, everyone will feel it. Like this Tosfos in Baba Basra describes. Okay? That's the Bakasha, that's what we're asking. Very nice. V'sishkoin B'sachah, Kasher Dibarka, as you've promised. Uvnei Oisa, you should build it up. B'karov, soon, B'yameinu, and we should be alive to see it. So it could be soon, but maybe something will happen to us before that, right? So or it could be in our lifetime, but in long time. So we want it to be B'kariv soon and B'yameinu in our lifetime. Binyan Olam, an everlasting binyan that will never get destroyed again. Because the other two times we had a Beis HaMikdash that got destroyed, by Avinu Seinu Harabim. So this one we hold, what?
This one should be
La'olam. Binyan Olam, yeah. Now, it says Uvne Oisa, and you should build it. Is Hashem going to build it, or are we going to build it? So I would think that we should build it, because like we say, we talk about Shi Bane Beis HaMikdash B'mer, that we want to build it, we want to build it, we want to build it. But there's a famous Rashi Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed. That Rashi said, so the Gemara says over there that there's a concern about Chadosh, the whole Isra of Chadosh. When are we going to postpone the Isra of Chadosh? So the Gemara talks about there that there's a concern that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away on the night of the Motzei, the first day of Yom Tov, and therefore there won't be time to bring the Karban or whatever. The Karban. So the question is, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night, and you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. So how could it be that if the Beis HaMikdash was not built Erev Pesach, how could it be that it will be built 16th in the morning? On the 15th, it was Pesach, and on the even if they didn't need to get building permits, you know, so it didn't take that extra 3.5 years to get building permits. Okay, fine, it could happen in one day, but when's it happening? It couldn't have happened on the 15th, because that's Pesach. It couldn't have happened on the 15th at night, Motzei Pesach, because it's the nighttime. So this is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. Rashi asks this kasha. How could it be? So Zokt Rashi, Hani Mili Binyan Bidei Adam. That's when we're building it. Aval Binyan Ha'asid, but the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the future, Lavoi Bidei Shemayim. That's going to be Bidei Shemayim. That's going to come down from Shemayim. So since it's going to come down from Shemayim, Hashem can build it whenever he wants. So therefore, there's a concern that will come straight down from Shemayim. And this is the idea that it says that there's a binyan. There's a Rashi in Chumash that says, we say it every day, Mikdash Hashem, Koinenu Yadecha, that it says in the Az Yashir, the Mikdash Hashem that you will make. When will Hashem make it? I thought we're making it. Says Rashi over there in Pasuk, in Shmois, Perek, Tezvav, in the Az Yashir there, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So he says that Mochon Lashivtacha Mikdash Shalmata Mechuvan Kineged Kisei Shalmala. That there's a Mikdash on bottom, but there's a Mikdash on top. So the Mikdash on top is going to come down straight from heaven. So that's what it means. Uvnei Oisad, you should build it. Not we. Hashem, you build it. Because we're not going to necessarily build it.
But even if Hashem builds it, can he bring him on Yom Tov itself?
That's what Rashi's saying.
On Yom Tov itself.
Right.
Rabbi, just the cousins in Eretz Israel, where you can buy land under a year old in your line. Because I may need one right away. So they didn't know, but Rabbi Meir sold it.
I'm sure we'll right.
How is he gonna get it?
He has connections.
His mother, his brother.
So you should build it. Now the Aruch Lener in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph says, he asks that he doesn't like this pshat because according to that, there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's just a giloy of the Beis HaMikdash. Binyan, it sounds like you're building it. According to this, there's no building happening. It's already up there and you're just bringing it down. So it's more like a revealing of the Beis HaMikdash, a giloy of the Beis HaMikdash, not a binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So he doesn't like that pshat. So he says that it's more like we have to build it and then Hashem will bring in the neshama. So the upper Beis HaMikdash will come into the bottom Beis HaMikdash to give it its spirit. Like a neshama goes into the gulf, but it's not the real, it's not that, the wavada, we have to do it. But regardless, we're saying that Hashem, you should assist us in building the Beis HaMikdash, binyan oilam, an everlasting binyan, v'chisei David, and the throne of David HaMelech, mehera, very quickly, l'soicha tachin, you should put into it. So now, why all this, when usually, on just the rule is, in general, when you have to recite a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the end of the bracha has to be similar to what you're about to say. Okay? So we're always like recapping in the last line of the bracha, the main concept of the bracha. So all of a sudden we say here, right before we're finishing the bracha, we throw in David HaMelech. What does that have to do with the main concept of the bracha? That's not the main concept, right? It's not clear.
The next bracha is Esamach David.
And that's even worse. We're going to mention it in the next bracha. So what are we mentioning it here for? So the answer is, because we first of all have to understand, what is Malchus Beis David? The reign of the King David. Well, what do we want? What do we want? We want to have a melech so we could be like all the other nations of the world that have leadership and politics and all this stupidities. Look how far it got us. Right? Not very far. Right? So that's not what we want. The point of a melech of Klal Yisrael, a Jewish king, is not meant for political power. He's not meant to rule over the people. He's meant to direct the people to their avodas Hashem. The role of a melech is to bring out the role of each individual person as part of the malchus Hashem and direct them in their avoda. That's the purpose of a melech in Klal Yisrael. There's no other purpose in a melech in Klal Yisrael. That's why it says David HaMelech. He was paskening shailas all day. This is what I do all day. Exactly. So he's busy. He's busy with paskening shailas. So that's what David HaMelech is doing. I thought he's strategizing. You know, the price of oil. You know, and how to tariff China. I mean, why is he busy? Was he busy with shailas about my milchik fork went into my cholent? I mean, what's going on over here? Right? So the answer is no, because David HaMelech as a melech, his role is to bring out the avodas Hashem of the people. So therefore, when really asking for David HaMelech is equivalent to asking for Yerushalayim, because we're not just asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring back Yerushalayim. You know, for what purpose? For the purpose that we should all recognize our role in Avodas Hashem. The only way to do that is with a Melech of Beis David. So therefore we say, V'lishlaim Yerach Abraham and Tashuv, you should be there, but you should be there with David HaMelech, who's going to help us recognize it. So therefore we need Yerushalayim Yerach, we need the Shekhinah, we need to feel it when we come in, we need to recognize it, but in order to do that, we need David HaMelech and the Malchus Beis David to direct each and every one of us in our avoda, and that's the purpose of Chisei David Meir L'Soicha Tochen, and that's pshat in that phrase Baruch Ata Hashem, and then we conclude Boinei Yerushalayim. Now Boinei is a language of present, happening now. Yes. So it should say Yivnei Yerushalayim. So Boinei Yerushalayim says the Siddur Agra, that Boinei Yerushalayim you see from here, Pirish, Shehu Boinei Yerushalayim Iroi B'chol Zman. He's constantly building Yerushalayim. Siach Yitzchak says, a person shouldn't think Chas V'Shalom that when there's tragedies in the world, that those things are distancing us from Hashem. It's the opposite. Everything that happens in the world is to get us closer to the Geula. There's a constant process of Boinei Yerushalayim. Hashem is constantly building Yerushalayim, constantly getting us closer to that ultimate goal of building Yerushalayim. That is the purpose. And everything that happens in the world is really to the tachlis of that ultimate goal. So therefore, it's a constant Boinei Yerushalayim, and that's the goal that's what we're asking for, Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are constantly Boinei Yerushalayim, but we're asking, we should appreciate it and feel it and recognize it as soon as possible in the ultimate way. Okay?
Oh, yeah.